Here on Island Life, it's time for our regular catch-up with the library. Di's here to join us in the studio. How are you, Di?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so how have you been busy over there with all the visitors? Do they tend to come in?
Extremely busy, like really busy. So we've had double or triple numbers through the door, and which is good for us, of course. And but it is our busy, very, very busy time, our busiest holiday of the whole year. So it's delightful. People love it. And I just wanted to make a comment about somebody that came in the other day, one of our regulars. It's always lovely in the library, very relaxing and very cool, because, of course, we've got air conditioning. But, we get a lot of positive feedback about our little library. It's way undersized, but people really enjoy themselves in there.
Yeah, the air conditioning is a good thing. In fact, we've been thinking, because it's so hot in our studio, that we might run a microphone over there, over the courtyard, and set up shop in the library, because it's just way too hot in here.
It is. Okay, so what I would like to focus on, we're doing a little short stories focus in the library at the moment. It's a genre, and you can see on the shelf which ones they are. They've got a little short story sticker on the side, on the spine. But I've pulled them all off the shelf and made a little display, which is titled Short Stories for Beach Browsing, which I thought would be perfect for this time of the year. You know, you might not want to concentrate and just want a little sort of hit of a little short story. And so there's all sorts of, within those short stories, there's all sorts of genres. So you might want to read crime short stories or love short stories or Western short stories. So come in into the library and have a little pick-up of one of those as well. And I'd just like to focus on, I've got four titles here.
You know, Di, the last time I read a collection of short stories, I don't know, I don't know if I'm a particular short story fan, but the last time that I did, I picked up this book and I was reading through it and I thought, this book just isn't holding together. I don't get it. I'd go from chapter to chapter and I couldn't figure it out. And then I looked back
and you realised,
it's a book of short stories. That's not meant to hold together.
No, that's why they're not connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is something that I'm not particularly, it's not, I don't draw myself towards short stories
really
either.
We're really selling this, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. But I have read Alice Tarfai's Festival of Miracles when that came out a year or so ago. And I thought, come on, Di, because they had been highly recommended by many patrons in the library. And I read most of them and it was really good. I think you just got to get your head around the fact, you know, because you do have an opening and you have a closure and it can really hold you. It's just a shorter amount of time. And I thought by doing the short story focus and display that actually it might help people to, you know, try a short story and maybe they'll get hooked. And so it's just a little, you know, carrot to have a go at trying them if you haven't done it before.
Yep.
So, and I did enjoy Alice Tarfai's collection, and now she's just written a new one. Well, it came out last year, called Luminous.
There's a theory, isn't there, that women, women writers in particular, are drawn to the short story genre because they've got to fit the writing in and around all the other commitments of childcare and all the rest of it.
Yeah, true. But most of the ones that we have in the library, they're just all sorts of, they're either edited, like a collection of various people in one book, or they are quite renowned authors who have, you know, who are doing a short story version as well. So the Luminous collection, so I've got four Kiwi ones to talk about, and I've just pulled off a few little comments from the net. And this is a complex, bittersweet collection. The characters and occurrences that are at once cripplingly dark and yet also tinged with a quiet beauty and optimism. And that's what I found when I read her Festivals of Miracles. It's kind of dark, but actually it's also really gentle. So that one might appeal to some people. And then there's another one called The Best New Zealand Fiction. We're up to volume 5 now, so this is every year that this comes out. This time, Owen Marshall has edited this. And what he's done, he's searched the country for the finest collection of stories being written today by a variety of local writers. So there's bound to be, like, there's Christine Johnston in there, and there's Sarah Lang, and there's Eleanor Caton, and, of course, Alice Tarfai has one in there as well, Sarah Quigley. So I'm sure that will appeal to somebody. And this other one I think would be awesome as well. This is only the second time this has been done, the New Zealand Book of the Beach. So this is perfect for summer. And this is edited by Graham Lay. And he's collected a superb collection of fictional writings from the creme de la creme of Kiwi writers. So I'm sure there's Maurice Sherbolt in there, Jackie Davis, Owen Marshall, Tina Shaw.
Well, you got a lot of classics.
David Hill, yeah. David Hill does a lot of junior writing as well. So I'm sure somebody will find something delightful in there. This one is especially inspired by the beach and the sea. Every editor each year has a different kind of theme, but he really wanted to hook into, you know, the beach and the sea theme. So that's perfect for summer reading. So there's that one, and then the last one I think is, this is the one that's highly promoted during the year, comes out of the Montana Book Awards, and this is the Six Pack Three. So this is, what is it, this celebrates great new Kiwi writing, and all these stories have a distinctly New Zealand flavour. So it's a fantastic cross-section of subject and writing styles. So there's some of them, and there are other ones, you know, where one author has written all of the short stories, but the ones I've focused on this morning are, you know, there are a whole lot of different New Zealand authors in the book. So I think, I think you should try a short story collection.
Are those Montana Book Awards, they must have a massive flow on and a huge demand in the library of people coming in and wanting to pick up on those things.
Yeah, it's just not huge, actually, because, I mean, it's massively marketed at the time. And, people borrow books and they check them out themselves. So sometimes we don't know what goes out the door. But, just as much as anything else, really. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of people that do focus a lot on the New Zealand collection. And I'm sure they do those ones, you know, read those ones as well. Yeah.
All right, so you've got a special little set up in the library to draw people to
those?
Yeah,
when you come in the door, you get this little beach theme hitting you so to attract people's eyes. So do take a book off that little display, and I've got a whole stash put aside as well. So if nothing appeals to you there, we've got some behind the desk as well.
Ah.
So, and then just one last announcement, because we would have said to you the last little talk we had, we had the Take 5 promotion where we bundled up little, you know, 5 books in a bundle, and they were sort of based on a theme. And we issued almost 100 bundles, so that was quite successful. And we had a fantastic hamper, which was the draw card to enter. And luckily for us, we were quite pleased when a local person wins. And so Gabriella Lewins won a great box of brand new books and deli items. So, yeah, that was congratulations, Gabriella. She was really rapt.
Excellent.
So there you go. That's us from the library. So.
Great. Jai Stoddard from Waiheke Library. Thanks for joining us this morning on Island Life.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay.